Okay, coming directly to a question. At what stage in the progression of insight do we abandon, or are the concepts abandoned and paramatta is seen directly by each one of us?
I'd like to know what is using concept.
Yeah. Like noticing that there's an arm, there's a leg, noticing this is a concept, it's not a reality.
Without thinking, can there be any concept?
Without thinking, no.
No. So we think all the time.
Yes.
Okay. We think that from head to toe is our body.
Yes.
We have concept already, but we do not have the understanding of reality, which is not concept. And if you talk about the beginning, it's not this moment, the beginning. And we don't have to use other concept, but to understand what is real and what is concept.
Yes.
Okay. And also, you couldn't possibly learn Dhamma if concepts weren't used.
Yes, yes, agreed.
So, at any stage of learning Dhamma, whether you're an Anagami or Sotapanna or whatever, whatever level, or if you want to talk in levels, Dhamma has to be learned in terms of concepts first.
The question he asked was, at what stage that concept changed to reality?
Yeah. From what I understand, he said Panganyana.
No, the first Vipassana jnana is already knowing realities, and then it advances more and more deeply.
Even Manamuru Parachetanyana is
conceptual. It is about the reality now. The nama is different from the rupa, and it is for this moment.
Yes.
So it is without naming, without having to name them, without having to think about them, because they appear to the satipatthana, sati and panya. So it's not with concepts. Yeah.
Even moments of satipatthana before first stage of insight has to be understanding of dharmas, not concepts.
The object is a reality, not a concept.
What about when it starts or begins with the self, so the self grow?
Yes.
Not non-self grow.
Thank you.
I know, I observe, I attain, always I prepared for panya, see? But if we begin with the understanding, even just little about anatta, no self, and consider all realities as they are, for example, seeing right now, because we don't talk about just concept without any reality, but we have to use the term in order to understand reality, like, for example, visible object. By using this term, one begins to have better understanding that that can be seen only. It cannot be anything else at all. It's only dreaming in the dream world about people and things after seeing. So it's just like a dream. In a dream, it seems like we see many things, people, car, friend, but it's only thinking. So we can see the function of sanya cetasika, that which can mark and remember. So crafty, so clear that it can dream about it. It seems like now, exactly like now, but it's not now because there is no visible object appearing before thinking about it. So we can understand that if it's the right developed panya, it can understand that there is no self at all. There is only thinking and dreaming about people and things and oneself all the time. And Buddha didn't teach us to cling to realities with ignorance, but to understand each reality as it is. It takes time to really understand visible object as no one, nothing in it at all. And that is true, right or wrong. This is the beginning to understand what's right and what's wrong. Even one hasn't reached that degree of fully understanding realities as they are. But this is the beginning, that it can grow to that moment. Otherwise, we keep on saying visible object, while visible object is appearing.
I would say in my absence from hearing, discussing Dhamma or reading or listening, that I never lost sight of the value of present moment and of anatta primarily. However, I'm refreshed by being here on of the numbers. There's 17 of this, there's 6 of that. I guess it's the Abhidhamma. And for me, I'm still just dealing with seeing and hearing. So I find it hard to want to even hear about all the tiers of this and how many and even planes of consciousness existence. It bogs me because I have never felt faltering from present moment. The value of learning of, but I guess thinking about 17 moments of it, it's too far away.
Please do know how fast the rupa arises and falls away, and how citta is shorter than that. So we live in the world of what? Thinking about nimitta, vision of realities, the image of all realities. Each one has arisen and fallen away completely. But it
it's
continues.
It's not a time frame for me. It's kind of
comparison.
Yeah, it is.
That's all. It's not
okay.
So complicated.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
So there's a whole process of chittas and one object.
It sounds like a lot of me in 17 moments, though, if I have to. To me, I think it's contrary to the anatta. I think a lot of.
Just shows that the lifespan of rupa is longer than the lifespan of citta.
And that we kind of know in our.
No, you see, while we live in the world of thinking,
We want it
not realizing any reality which has arisen and fallen away until panya develops, begin to see, begin to understand.
Yeah. I sometimes feel I'm not at the level of appreciating, so I'm not worried really about going any further because I'm so far from knowing present moment that I try not to worry about all the other stuff.
Don't worry. Just understand how fast it is. Why do we study this subject or that subject? Because just want to understand. The same as now, there are realities that we do not understand enough. It seems like we do understand, but actually, do we really understand? Because it's very deep, very subtle. For example, thinking about that reality which doesn't have shape, form, anything at all, but arises an experience or no, an object. Whatever now appears is known, is experienced by that element which just arises and experiences it and then pass away all the time, arising and passing away. Just understand, you yourself cannot do anything, cannot stop it. Cannot make it arise.
True.
Yeah,
yeah,
so just understand.
Can't make it arise.
Just understand. Free from lopa. Just understand. That's enough. But you worry a lot because you try to be panya, to perform the function of panya. But it's you, not panya.
Yeah.
So there can be more understanding of reality as panya is not attachment. But people prefer the term panya without knowing what panya is. They just want to have panya. It seems very attractive to have panya. But what does panya know? How many stages? How many levels?
But the number 17, for example, is what Susie's getting at, I think. Right?
Well, just all the categories, just the overall...
The detail.
The details, that's right. Why there's so many numbers and 227 and blah, blah, blah.
We use the number 17 because between seeing and hearing, there are numbers of citta arising and falling away, more than 17. So thinking about the arising and passing away of rupa, that which hasn't been experienced has gone completely, arising and passed away unknowingly all the time. So that which just appears has arisen. So it can appear and panya can understand that only, that one which appears. But even its appearance is only the succession of the arising and falling away, only the image of that particular kind of rupa at a time. This is the world, the unknown, the ignorance world, the world of ignorance, or panya. At this moment of seeing, it's the world of panya or the world of ignorance.
Mm-hmm. One of the recurrent themes in our Dhamma study group is the daily practice. Now, there are some who believe that first and foremost we should listen to the Dhamma, study it, consider it, ponder it over, and slowly, slowly develop panya and the other factors and leave it more or less to conditions how one's further development will take place. But there are others who then say, oh, but you are lazy. You must be much more active. You must apply several kinds of meditation. And they refer to the suttas where the Buddha, for instance, exhorts the monks and say, you must train yourself thus, monks. You must do this, monks. So those people think that you must be much more active, strive much more energetically to gain insight and to follow the path. What would be your advice? What would be your view? What is the best way to practice?
No, not to practice, but strive more to ignorance.
To ignorance.
Yes.
Because there is no panya of this moment. And what strive then? The self?
So those who want to be much more active.
Not those who, but understanding. Anyone who develop understanding. So panya develops, not anyone develops it.
Panya develops.
Yes.
Of the self.
Panya itself develops. Sati itself develops.
How then should we interpret the exhortation of the Buddha to the monks? You must train yourself, monks. You must do this, you must do that.
As much as that monk can understand. If someone here doesn't understand, what Buddha says, strive so hard, be urgent, be earnest. If there is no understanding at all, just don't know what is appearing, then what? Strive to know how, because there is no understanding. Even reality right now as just a reality, which is already conditioned, so it appears. And it arises and falls away too, not just stay like this, like we think.
Following up on that, we know that there are many people who are ardent and eager students of the Dhamma and who have at the same time a natural inclination towards certain kinds of meditation, who have accumulations for meditation, like quiet meditation. What would be your advice to those friends, ardent students of the Dhamma, how best they could follow the path, how best can they make progress towards the goal?
Yeah, how much they understand first.
Yes, yes.
I don't urge anyone who does not understand anything to do anything. Are we not urging now? Listening, considering? Are we lazy or idle now? At this moment of listening and thinking and considering in order to have right understanding of what we heard and considered. Is it not his teaching according to the level of understanding? If someone tells me to do something urgently, I won't, because I don't know what is what. Just sit and then what? Sit and look or what? Sit and think or what? I don't know. There must be more understanding. And is it I who meditate, or is it all Dhamma which perform the functions?
Can I intervene? Recently, in the list, someone asked, when you say all the time, understanding, understanding, instead of Eightfold Noble Path, is that one full Noble Path? There was a question. If you emphasize only on the understanding, this member questioned whether there's only one full path instead of Eightfold Path.
Okay. Can only one chetasika arise with one citta, or more than that? How many chetasikas arise with one citta?
One citta at a time.
Okay. Can there be just panya without other wholesome chetasikas? No virya? No sati, only panya.
And the question is, when a citta arises, how many chetasikas arising with it? Only one or several?
One citta arises, chetasika can be many.
Yeah, it's understood that
can be many, yes.
All the factors.
But his question is that by stressing understanding so much, it seems like one is talking about only a one-fold path to enlightenment rather than an eightfold, because even though there are other citta seekers arising, they're not being stressed at all.
Eight or five at a time, not just one.
Mm-hmm. But this person thinks that we stress too much.
Not really. We cannot do anything. But there are five-fold paths or eight-fold paths, never one-fold path.
this side. But when you are stressing understanding all the time,
with
that member asks, no, not me, that member asks whether that amounts to one full
path. No, they are also with
that was what Nina has answered.
So why not concentration or not talk about the others? Why do we talk always about understanding?
What's the use of all those jetasika with arpanya?
Can you explain a little bit more? Fivefold path and eightfold path, the difference.
Yeah. But there must be right understanding of panya. No matter it's five or eightfold path, there must be panya.
Yes. Okay. Given that there is a panya, what is the difference between the fivefold and the eightfold?
The fivefold do not have the viratti jetasika, the three viratti jetasikas. So there are five instead of eight.
There is not always opportunity to abstain, and that's why. And if there is, it's only one at a time for the mundane eightfold path. Only when it is lokutara, then all eight arise together.
I think he appreciates that, but the point is it's a little bit of a sarcastic question because we keep saying understanding, understanding. Why not for a change say concentration, concentration, or awareness, awareness?
So because there can be concentration without right understanding. But whenever there is right understanding, the other path is also right. Right thinking, or right vitaka, right viriya, samavayama, right sati, right samadhi. According to right panya, right understanding. When it's not right understanding, the other jetasikas are wrong. That's why there are also wrong paths and right paths.
For non-ariya person, can all eight paths arise at the same time?
Only lokutra citta can arise with all eight paths. Yeah. But before that, there are different moments with viratti jetasika, but not all three together.
And I think in brief the answer is just that panya has to be the leader. So if there is not panya as a leader, then the other factors will be wrong.
During the earlier bit you asked, is there urging now? And then I noticed there was a lot of thinking going on because trying to absorb what was being said and reflect on it and figure out how things are, as it were. It could be energy. Effort, the characteristic that was apparent, or it could just be thinking. How does one distinguish between, say, just a lot of thinking and right effort?
Are we talking about viriya cetasika?
Yes.
Viriya cetasika arises with almost every citta. Only 16 kinds of citta doesn't have viriya cetasika arising. Even sitting right now, and there is attachment or aversion, very slightly, viriya cetasika is there. No one has to do anything at all.
But how does one come to know its characteristic?
What kind of citta and cetasika would you like to know? This one, or that one, or the other one, or anyone?
Okay, my question is...
Selective?
Not really, but probably. Not to my way of thinking, but anyway, when there's a lot of thinking going on, how does one know whether it's the characteristic of thinking or of effort that's appearing at that
time? It's you or it's thinking.
It's probably a mixture. It's probably me thinking.
So there must be the right understanding of thinking as a reality which is not self. And whatever appears, you cannot select. It depends on sati. If sati is not aware, it's impossible to understand any reality at all. Even they are there. Viriya is there, sati is there, satta is there, but it depends on what object which sati is aware. It's not a matter of how can I, but it depends on whether sati arises and is aware or not. Otherwise, one cannot understand the meaning of anattaness at all. All I, all atta, not anatta.
So if there's doubt about it, then it means no sati. Sati arises.
Sati arises with sopana citta only. The self always wants too much. No elimination, no detachment, no less clinging, no less avicca,